Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, I understand a former Xerox CEO is commenting about equity in the executive ranks.
Yes, a timely conversation, Beth. Former Xerox chairman and CEO Ursula Burns making the media rounds recently in New York City. She did some interviews at CNN and CNBC. As CNN Business noted, Burns is the last black woman to have served at the helm of a Fortune 500 company. During the interview, Burns said she's tired of companies making excuses for failing to hire more black executives, and she talked about the role of the federal government in making sure there are efforts made to provide an important foundation that can help young people succeed.
People need structures in society that enable them to do better in the future. One of the major things that government has to do is that. So what are those structures? Education, a foundation in education, which today is defined almost totally by income and geography.
And Burns in the past has resisted calls for diversity quotas at major companies, but she did tell CNBC this month that she has started to switch her thinking a bit, involving targets and whether or not they might be helpful. It has been just about a year since the merger that created L3Harris Technologies. L3Harris now employs more than 3,800 people in the Rochester area. And Dana Meenert, who is president for the communication systems business, which is headquartered here, says the company has added more than 500 employees since the merger took place. This despite the fact there were some job cuts in other parts of the country.
We've actually grown significantly with the merger. So it's been good for the Rochester area. There were some headcount reductions in other geographies as we had overlapping businesses, but it's been a great growth story here in the Rochester and for the communication systems business.
With the coronavirus pandemic, of course, it has changed the way L3Harris and other companies have been doing business lately, but Meenert says the fact that L3Harris is involved in making products for the Department of Defense and U.S. allies, as well as the public safety sector, has contributed to stability in that company continuing to sell new product.
Well, the business areas that we're in, you know, we're very successful in. We're a world leader in tactical communications, and so those are important parts of the growth story for L3Harris Technologies.
L3Harris also has other employees in the Rochester area employed in the Space and Airborne Systems Division and the Satellite Communications business, which is based in Victor. Buckingham Properties and the ad agency Butler Till last week held a ceremonial groundbreaking for a new mixed-use development at 260 East Broad Street. That includes a new five-story building adjacent to Tower 280. Butler Till will co-own the building, relocating their headquarters from Henrietta. They'll be the anchor tenant there. The ground floor of the new building will be used for retail. Upper floors will include 28 apartments, and there will also be two rooftop decks. Buckingham officials say they've been looking forward to filling in what had been an empty lot for some time now, and they say it will bring opportunities for additional retail and restaurants. FIFCO USA, that is the company that owns the Genesee Brewery, says it will be transferring the lease of its Magic Hat Brewery in South Burlington, Vermont, to a brewer based in that state called Zero Gravity. As a result, Magic Hat will shift production to the Genesee Brewery right here in Rochester. Some Magic Hat beers are already brewed here. Magic Hat now employs 43 people in Burlington. Employees in some operations there will be considered for open positions with Zero Gravity. And ESL Federal Credit Union says it has distributed $20 million to members in an early owner's dividend payout for 2020. The ESL CEO, Fahim Massoun, says that with the coronavirus pandemic and a lot of financial stress in the community, the payout is more helpful to have their members get it now rather than waiting until the traditional time frame of next January. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.